San Diego. Rivers, such a great quarterback. Tell me a little bit about him.
Man, I mean, it starts with Rivers. I mean, they have a lot of weapons. We definitely got our hands full. They had an extra week to prepare for us. We know how crucial this game is. So, I mean, we're going to start today. We got to start getting ready for them.
And somehow they're struggling running the ball, even with LT. And
I mean, but they're always one mistake, one missed tackle away from going the distance. I mean, either one of those guys, Sproles or LT, I mean, both are great players. So we got our hands full.
And safe to say, nobody, if anybody's overlooked the Broncos, that's not going to happen anymore.
I mean, regardless if they do or they don't, we're going to continue our same approach. Come out here, practice every week, and try to get better. And just try to correct the mistakes that we made the previous weeks and go out there and leave it on the line.
We all saw how emotional Joshua was after the game. Do you guys see more of that than we do?
It was a big game for all of us. I mean, to get a good win against the Patriots, you know, who everybody, you know, I mean, everybody have a lot of respect for it. That was huge for us. So everybody was emotional with him being there all those years. I'm pretty sure it was a little more special.
As big as that game was, couldn't the argument be made that this game is bigger, being a division
game? Of course.
The
next game is always the biggest game, you know. We beat the Patriots. That's behind us now. All our focus is on San Diego. And like I said, they had an extra week to prepare for us. So, I mean, we're behind the eight ball a little bit for its preparation. But like I said, we're going to continue with the same approach, continue to come out here every day and try to get better.
And it's not just the next game. It's also the division game. And you can really distance yourself now from the team that's supposed to win this division.
I mean, we're not really focused on that. We're just focusing on just getting ourselves better, going out there, making sure we're prepared to play the best game possible. You know, whatever the outcome going to be, it's going to be. But, I mean, we're not looking at it like that. We can't focus on that. We just got to focus on ourselves and worry about playing good football.
This has become, for the Broncos, the rivalry in the AFC West. You haven't been around for that. Mm-hmm. It's something you're aware of, something you guys are feeling?
Of course, I'm definitely aware of that. I know they done won this division the last 3 years. DJ, he always talk about, you know, those guys done embarrassed them a few times. So, I mean, I know how special it is. And obviously we are aware of, you know, if we win this game, that it'll create a lot of separation between us. But we're aware of that. But we got to go out there and play good ball because they're definitely a dangerous football team.
What's your theory on why this team is so tough in the second half, especially its defense, and how well you guys play?
We just continue to fight. You know, Patriots, they had opportunities to make plays they missed out on. We had opportunities to make better plays that we missed out on. So, we just go continue to play and just leave it all out there. I mean, our coaches obviously do a great job adjusting at halftime and just go make the plays.